In the underground pop world, which is better, bondage or humiliation?
Humiliation.
Oh. Personally, I prefer discipline.
Discipline, right on. Discipline.
But what side is Steven on? You have to wait. It's the Love and Relationships Hour.
And this is the Love and Relationships Hour. At least we're going to just do this. It's going to be a late one as we slowly get back to normal after 2 months of hell in our production operation. And not that I want to give you too much of the drama, because then you, the audience, will get more jittered by things that have been screaming along here. But I want to play this clip. This is going to be a live off, because I wasn't able to capture this off air. Why is Silicon Valley so lonely? I think this tells you a lot of what it's been like in New Hampshire. Okay, I live in a very conservative, deep red, if you are not on the side of Kelly Ayotte's cunt, you're not relevant. And I think there's a lot that New Hampshire has shown us, and now the rest of the country. It's literally, so goes New Hampshire, so goes the rest of the nation. And we're seeing this in Silicon Valley, in San Jose, right in the tech center of America. And I think that what they're going through is what we've been going through for years, like maybe even decades, in every rural part of America. I'll opine when I need to.
This is the downtown of San Jose, California, a city in the heart of Silicon Valley. Office workers no longer come here like they used to, and that's having massive impact on life in the city. What does this mean for the future of the city and others? I asked some local residents that question.
In my opinion, we're like regressing to kind of like agricultural, like, lifestyle, sort of, where you were kind of always in your little bubble and you never got to meet other people.
The world's only, my own little world.
People have to feel safe in the city.
The God in the Bible.
If they don't feel safe,
that's the only one.
Again, you're going to lose the human connection. You're going to lose the desire for people to be connected. Loneliness is going to increase. Paranoia is going to increase.
Yep.
People need to be socializing.
People will feel like, oh, this is a culture desert, even though it's a city, but it's lacking still. Because think about why people come to the Bay Area for work, mostly because of the big companies here. And why they moved away? Because they cannot afford it. New York, it has a similar issues, but I would say less, because it's unique in a way that you can't really go anywhere else to find it. But Bay Area, you just want a job that pays well, then you can find it maybe elsewhere.
I don't know. Yeah, again, worst cases, I'm thinking maybe thoughts of like xenophobia will probably go up, racism, just because you don't meet people or you won't see other, you might be very against other cultures just because it's different from yours.
And they're not alone in feeling this way. Just as we left the pandemic, we entered a new epidemic, according to the U.S. Surgeon General. The key symptom? Loneliness. And Silicon Valley also leads the nation in this trend. Just last February, San Mateo County became the only county in the nation to declare loneliness a public emergency. Could the rapid disruption to city life and rise of remote work explain our difficulties connecting with one another?
This is a city.
Yeah, ever since I left New York, and for example, when we first moved to San Diego, we were living there during the pandemic, so that was one aspect, but in San Diego, we didn't have that many friends, and it was hard to make friends because of the pandemic. But even after the pandemic, in San Diego, you pretty much have to drive everywhere, and I guess for some people, like for me, I was always very into the, oh, let's go out and let's get some drinks, to like have like a deeper social interaction than just maybe saying hi at like work or at church or even just a one-time group event, right?
Well, I think the big thing for me is during the pandemic, I started working from home. And
this shouldn't be a surprise. Sort of don't blame post-pandemic, the pandemic.
That's continued on. So I'm now a full-time remote worker. So that's probably been the biggest change and the change that the pandemic kind of made in my life. Which at first, you know, when you go home that first day and start working from home, you think it's a temporary thing, and then you know several years later, it becomes kind of the norm for me. So.
What about online forms of community? We can all remember the creative ways we learned to socialize during the pandemic using technology. Do they provide the same thing a city does?
No, not at all.
Also, like work-wise or meeting-wise, a lot of people would choose to just do it remotely, have a Zoom meeting if it's doable. That's more convenient. And I've seen a lot of, like I said, I play instruments. I've seen more lessons being taught online, so people don't have to commute to a teacher's place or a studio, which is more convenient. But also, I feel like at the same time, you're lacking of the personal touch, where when you arrive at a place before the lesson is happening or after the lesson is happening, you can have the conversation with a teacher just about like life.
Because I also find like with the online interaction,
I don't think it's, that really happened.
It becomes almost people are very, completely like, about work and business. But then when you actually get together with someone and kind of sit down with them or have lunch with them, you'll talk about a lot of other things like your family or hobbies or or other things that maybe are a little bit outside of work.
Which has to talk about, you know, work. Gotta be
it's easy to feel that chatting with somebody online is forming a friendship or engaging with that person on a personal level. As we have all realized, as we've all realized at some point, I'm sure, that's a facade. That's a that's not really engaging with somebody. It's not like being face to face with them and spending time with them and learning about the person, their quirks and their blessings, you know, and everything about them. So, I think we have to be intentional about it these days. I really do. You have to control your comfort and be willing to take a few risks and also value personal interaction, because if you don't value it, you're probably not motivated to do it. So.
The San Francisco Bay Area has seen an amplified impact of these trends, in part due to a concentration of technology companies that were quick to embrace remote work policies. Despite some attempts to bring workers back after the pandemic, the urban cores of the Silicon Valley remain at historic levels of vacancy. San Francisco recently hit a milestone 35% unoccupied commercial space, and San Jose isn't far behind. Compare that to cities like New York, where the office vacancy rate is about half of San Francisco's. We've been talking a lot about what cities aren't doing right now, but to take a step back for a moment, why do cities exist in the first place? What is a city?
It's a concentration of everything. When you have a huge population, it tends to whatever's niche is enlarged in a city.
Well, from my perspective, it's really an outgrowth of the human need to be social. We are social.
Most places in the rural area think that niche is bad, and they don't like the niche. They like to have the. I don't think I need to say any more on that. I think it's obvious.
And one of the reasons we've been successful as a species is because we are social animals and we help each other. Cities enable us to gather together and provide work opportunities, economic opportunities, business opportunities, play and recreation opportunities, education opportunities. The list goes on and on and on. All of that is a result of social interaction.
I next asked the panel why they thought the Bay Area is struggling with connection. What factors should we as residents be aware of?
I feel like that's just the nature of Silicon Valley because of the transient. I've actually heard one of my friends, she's been having this idea of moving back home. And because of that idea, she said she doesn't want to build a deeper connection with people, because if she did, she would have to lose it, and it's a harder goodbye for her.
We have gotten very comfortable in the United States. Oof. Our homes tend to be very comfortable. We have the big TVs. We not have everybody. the gaming systems. We have the streaming video. There's less and less desire to wander outside beyond the door. And I've noticed that myself as I've gone into retirement. I don't really want to go anywhere. I just stay at home. I'm very comfortable at home. Well, you have to challenge that idea. And if you're finding that loneliness is encroaching upon you, then it's time to take the blinders off and realize there's a much bigger world out there in the city. And time to get yourself out there and go to a park, walk the dog, go to the grocery store, go to a movie, go to a concert, go to an art and wine festival, and mingle. Because it's got to be much more intentional in the U.S. these days because of our creature comforts.
You know, I think you can have fun, like, obviously in your home, in your little space, but I think eventually people want to see other people or experience other things. And I think it just makes sense where, you know, if you know there's this one general area or general city where you know you can go to experience, to maybe you don't even know what you want to do, but you want to experience something new, you know you can go to this spot, right? And then I guess even tying in with that, there's probably like some sort of transportation aspect to it and like pricing, and that allows you to easily get there as well. It just makes sense that we, you know, have these focal points that we want to revolve around, right? We don't just fly to any random spot. We fly to places because they have something that we want to see, right?
It's very hard to talk to your neighbors now. I live in Sunnyvale. I live in a condo. Me and my roommate were renting a 2-bedroom condo, and my place is really nice, but I haven't met even one neighbor. People moving in and out all the time. Maybe they just stay there for a year and then they move out. I stay there for 3 years, but only God knows how long I'm gonna stay there, right? So it's really hard to get to know people. And we only have like 10 units in our entire building, and I barely see them. Even when I see them, we don't even say hi sometimes, which is very sad.
Oh. Yep, and this is I think there's a lot. There's a lack of community.
It costs too much. And nobody's using.
Okay, so let me. This is out in the Silicon Valley, you know, the San Francisco Bay Area. But like I said, in New Hampshire, this has been kind of a problem. It's just been a problem for so long. One of the problems is that New Hampshire likes to take their freedoms very literally without responsibilities. They feel like they're entitled to do whatever the hell they want. There's no social order. It's an us versus them. What's really sick about Facebook is that exploited the people that just sit on the keyboard and just look at my pretty face and while I'm just going to tell you what I think what you should do, blah, 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 because my postmenopausal ego is better than your little young little attitude. I mean, it's disgusting. There's a post on one of the local, hyper-local Facebook pages, meta pages, whatever the hell it's called now, on Arms Park in Manchester. I remember going to Arms Park around this time of year when the old WGIR used to sponsor the fireworks before, you know, Clear Channel killed their budget, you know. Because, iHeart's really killing New Hampshire in the cluster. The lack thereof. But yeah, the Arms Park, and it's right on the Merrimack, and it was this concrete slab because it's for the people, the kayakers to get on and all that. And you can't be just trying to get young people to come in, but because the colors on the concrete steps in Manchester, right on the river, looks too much like the alphabet sexual types. I'm not saying that. And they just had to politicize it. They just had to put groomer undertones on the comments. And I said, weed the politics out of it. And this dude, you know, the typical New Hampshire guy with the oversized hoodie with the hat. And, you know, he's just, the men here are weird. I'm sorry, I'm talking like a feminist here. I mean, you're trying to reason with these psychopaths. And that's the part of the problem, is they deny anything is abnormal, because if it doesn't look like some dumb white person from, you know, and it isn't political enough, you know, it's just disgusting. And I think it just, it's hard to just be outside the norm a little bit, because I'm, you know, genetically, you know, I don't have the perfect genetics to be a typical Caucasian person in New Hampshire. I don't understand why people being different is the worst thing ever. And I hear a lot of outrage on talk radio, on social media, our leaders. Okay, if that cunt known as Kelly gets elected. And I thought I smelled something weird when I was outside, because Kelly Ayotte was at an event in town, I think on Tuesday, and I won't say how far I was from her, but enough that I would probably put a restraining order on her. And Kelly Ayotte is, and people like her, the way that xenophobia, the degradation of the other, okay, that would make you very lonely. And if you're a bad neighbor that's burning your trash on, you know, because, oh, people have the right to do whatever they want on the property. Yeah, yeah, there's a responsibility. If someone's impeding on my rights, if you're on a quarter of an acre property, I'm sorry that your freedom is a little bit restricted because you could be impacting other people. You can't just do whatever the hell you want. And I don't understand why these people in this state think they have the freedom to do whatever the hell they want without responsibility. But with this kind of us versus them, if you're, you know, one of the reasons why I don't like going to church, or I've been, you know, I guess I'm too comfortable not deal with God, I guess, by the logic of one of the persons in that San Francisco or the Bay Area documentary that I'm playing here. That's another problem. New Hampshire's just very judgmental. And I would go so far to say the fear of ostracization and being canceled is worse in a red state than it is in a blue one. So we've already killed the community in so many ways. And then, of course, on the flip side with people like me, we're forcing the community with the community-based supports, but the community doesn't understand us. Okay, you know, and the Facebook friends... The whole Facebook hyphenate friends, I've talked about this for years. And I grew up in Londonderry, you know, a very snooty town. And they just, I find it funny with the Facebook friends. I don't know if I talked about it recently. Forgive me if I repeat, but just the sheer ability that people could just hit a button to like write a text-based status update and caption a picture. They don't know how to use the video chats. Most millennials, I don't think, even know how to do video chat on Messenger. To them, when they have the blue app, they just treat it like it's a web browser for Facebook. I am not kidding by this. It's a problem. We've taken too much comforts of technology. We don't go in real life because we're afraid of, being molested by some sex offender. And yes, WMUR TV has a lot to blame in this. They have the freedom to just spew any information without a filter. And I hate this TV station so much. I wish the FCC could just pull their license. To be honest, I don't care about the station. I blocked Catherine Underwood when she announced she was moving to that station after leaving a year in PR in the NBCU cluster in Needham. I once you go to that, I guess I'm ostracizing people too. But I mean, this station is a joke. And the level of influence that they put on people in this state. So, we can't socialize, can't meet new people because we're afraid of being raped and molested. We're afraid of, backdoor, let's marry couples. They're just, everyone's so private. Not just private Facebook profiles, but just everyone's just scared. That alone, I would say, would turn people off. How can you grow if people are going to just turn you down because you're not one of them? I think this is happening in the league world, and it's happening in the normal world. I think this is not a good thing that's happening here. People are lonely people are so lonely. And we do absolutely nothing. And I think I don't know what we can do, but I think it's important to socialize, get people, and if you want to socialize, I'm the kind of guy that after the initial pandemic, I was trying to get back to some normalcy. There are other people I know that just are, as I mentioned early on with my mother being, kind of a lonely person, probably for the last decade, and hasn't done anything. I think people running away from cities, in the case of people like Tim Pool, for instance. I mean, Tim Pool, where is it going out here? Tim Pool, for instance, I think is a runaway person. I think there are a lot of people like Tim Pool that just want to run away from their problems, to be honest. And I don't think that's a good thing either. We're in a world of hurt. We're in pain. I think this was a ticking time bomb. The loneliness epidemic was starting to get reported in 2017. I think by the Surgeon General. But I think our culture is degrading. But everyone wants to think it's all the feminism, it's the pill, it's the women being promiscuous, and they just want to have sex, meaningless sex. But they like to frame it on the left, most libertarians and most of the right. I'm like, you guys didn't help. You guys got in this mess too, and you think, I don't smell. You're just as bad too. You guys got to take responsibility. The problem I have with conservatives is they do not take themselves to account. They think they're always right. That they're perfect. I disagree with it. I think the right is I think the right is actually degrading this society. Yeah. All right. Well, that's the end for the zoo for this week. This is kind of a mishmash. You can follow the podcast at podcast.clickflow.me. We will be doing probably the morning zoo, where we're exploring doing shorter segments on for podcasts only. So we'll stay tuned. We'll be back next week, and we hopefully will be live on Thursday mornings at 9 a.m. Eastern Time. Hopefully, in the Love and Relationships Hour should be returning as well. So again, we're getting slowly back to normal here. Thank you for pulling up with me. This is the end of the zoo. Have a great week.